Proclamation number 4891 of 6th of May, 1950. Bridge to God, prayer in spirit and truth. People no longer find the bridge to me in their physical and spiritual adversity. They are no longer in contact with me because they alienate themselves from me, because they strive away from me, and this always results in earthly and spiritual adversity, for the former is the consequence and the means to remedy the spiritual adversity. The connection with me would also secure people the strength to master every earthly adversity, yet without me they are incapable of overcoming the adversity, without me they are weak and abandoned. They don't use the bridge which my love has built for them. They don't call upon me. They no longer pray, and therefore I cannot come to their aid, because this help requires their free will, which they express to me through heartfelt prayer. In prayer people unite with me as soon as the prayer rises from the heart to me. Then they have used the bridge. They have come to me and present their hardship to me. How much easier earthly life could be for you humans if you wanted to come to me in prayer, who has shown you a safe path on which you can escape all adversity. And you pay no attention to this. You are in adversity and misery and yet don't pray to me as a father's true children do. I certainly see your adversity. I could also help you. Yet without your will my help would not be a proof of love for you. Instead, you would distance yourselves ever further from me the better you are, and then you would be eternally lost to me. And thus I have to wait for your call before I intervene to help you if I am not to completely endanger your soul's salvation. But who comes to me in prayer? Who is so intimately united with me that he speaks to me at all times and presents all his needs to me? There are only very few, and these shall give their fellow human beings proof that one hears the call which ascends from earth. And therefore they, too, must come to me in adversity for help, and I will help them so obviously that fellow human beings will be able to recognize the strength which lies in a right prayer in spirit and in truth, which every human being can acquire because my love is unlimited and constantly gives. The right bridge to me is prayer in spirit and in truth. This bridge will certainly lead to the aim. A person will never pray in vain who expresses a request in intimate contact with me, who establishes the right child relationship with the Father, and who, as a child, also fully trusts the Father because he believes in his love. As long as the bridge of prayer is used, there is no adversity which is too great to be remedied. For a believing prayer is able to do everything. It is able to stimulate my omnipotence and love into utmost activity, because I will not leave a believing person without help even if it seems earthly impossible. Everything is possible for me and nothing is impracticable or insurmountable for me. Yet anyone who does not want to take this path of supplication to me, who stands apart from the bridge and makes no effort to reach me, will continue to persist in his adversity so that he will realize how weak and incapable he is when it comes to helping himself, because he believes he can do without my help. The human being must feel his own inability so that he turns to him for help, who is able to do everything and wants everything that is good and whose love is unlimited, so that he wants to help everyone who comes to him in his need. Amen.